beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Tell Anyone podcast. If you're wondering what I'm wearing, today is Eid. I'm wearing a Moroccan kaftan. I posted a little clip of it on my main page. But yeah, if you don't celebrate, then enjoy the kaftan. And if you do celebrate, then Eid Mubarak to you. Today, we're talking about getting catfished. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what being catfished is, it's a term that's been coined, which essentially describes the practice of pretending to be someone that you're not online and then behaving as that person or having this false identity and interacting with others. And then if that person ever finds out, oop, they realize they were catfished. I actually don't remember where the term originated from. It might have been this TV show back in the day that was called like Getting Catfished or something on MTV. I'm not sure. Or maybe they were using an already coined term. But I guess it's when you pretend to be a cat, but you're a fish. Yeah. Kind of sad though. Like catfish Loki getting a bad rep from this. Anyways, I've been on the internet a omega long time. So yeah. Before we get into your voicemails and what has happened with you guys, because that's also the theme of this episode, we're hearing from the audience. Before we do that, I'll be telling you guys about the time when I got catfished. I'll try to get through it real quick because we have a good amount of voicemails to get through. So, I was catfished about 5 years ago, and this was like a year or two into me living in LA, living with other content creators. And what had happened was I found this Twitter. Well, there were two girls that were essentially running the page, and they were either sisters or twins. I can't remember. And they made incredible pixel art. So on this Twitter, they would showcase their pixel art. They would talk about themselves a little bit and maybe sometimes the games they played, yada, yada. And when I came across the page, I was like, God damn, this art looks good. I was so impressed. And they were so cute in the sense that I really liked their online voice and presence. So I followed them and we became mutuals. And I ended up commissioning art from them. By the way, they would animate this pixel art. And it was like really detailed and looked so good. I did about like 5 or 6 emote commissions with them of these animated pixel Pokemon. They were so, so good and so cute. If you have been following me since then, you've probably seen these emotes on my page or on my Twitch channel. Because of the commissions, you know, we were DMing back and forth and one thing comes to the other. We just keep messaging and kind of end up becoming better friends in a way, which might sound confusing. Like, how can two people be on one Twitter page at once? But I guess it was like primarily ran by one and then the other was there sometimes. I don't know. And I didn't care. I was having a great time. Okay. And it ended up being so fun to have what felt like a pen pal. Basically, like someone that you would just send these like long DM messages to. I really got to know them or her primarily, and she really got to know me. Sometimes you would send voice notes. Like, it was so cute. And oh my God, I'm such a sucker for female friendship. Like, truly, truly, like, I just love friendship so much. I would kill for my friends. Anyways, so yeah, we became really good friends. It was so fun. And then there were these like 2-3 weeks where things started getting kind of sus. And what I mean by sus is they just started claiming some kind of outlandish shit. Like, she started talking about how she comes from like a really, really long family history that has a lot of samurais in it. And listen, that wasn't even a red flag to me. I know you're thinking, what the fuck do you mean, samurais? How did we get here? But yeah, she started claiming that in her family ancestry, and family in general, there are samurais and royalty and all of this stuff. And I don't know shit about samurais. Who am I to tell you you don't have samurais in your family? I don't know. I also didn't really care. I just liked talking to her. So I didn't do much research on any of this. I was like, cool, you seem cool. I'll take your word for it. We've been chatting for months. What do I care if you got samurais or not? And then over time, it got a little bit more extreme. So there were like the samurais and the weird family history. And then she started saying her family was like actually kind of really intense and that they were all going to climb Mount Everest together. Okay. Let me reel it back a little bit. She said that she would do a lot of hikes like with her sister and certain family members, you know, while talking about how strict and intense they were. And then, you know, she was telling me about this particular trip where they were going to climb Mount Everest. And again, who am I to tell you can't climb Mount Everest? I don't fucking know. People have done that, right? People have done that. And I know it's very unlikely, I think, and it's very, very dangerous. And she was telling me in detail about how dangerous it could be. And I'm like, bestie, I don't want you to die. Like, you know, I love this growing friendship we have. Like, can you not? You know, but she's like, I have to. Like, there's no backing down, yada, yada, yada. I was like, okay, I support you. Power to ya. But she was very much making it seem like she was going off to war. She was prepping me. I was like, oh my God, do I need to say my goodbyes? But again, it just kept getting weirder and weirder, right? This like 2-3 week period. And I will say, I give people too much benefit of the doubt. In part, because that's just what I do when I'm friends with someone. And in part, because like I'm lazy and I don't really care. In the sense that like, I'm not someone who's going to research every word that you say. You tell me something, okay, cool beans. I'm taking your word for it. I'm moving on with my life. So she's going to Mount Everest with her samurai family. This is really crazy. This is probably my first time like retelling this story. So it's really crazy to say out loud and kind of funny. Anyway, so the more sus she got, the more suspicious I got, obviously. And I started realizing, this is going to sound crazy, but if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, I'll try to explain. When a girl is really, really not just pretty, but aesthetic, they are bound to either post their pretty photos or have a decent following online. It doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands of followers, but like, you know, if you see someone on Twitter with 10 followers and they look like a model, that's probably not them. And so something that wound up becoming like a really, really big red flag was she started sending me a lot of photos that she was not posting, and they were very pretty photos. And I was like, these are too pretty for you not to be posting. And that, along with all the other details, is what led me to thinking, is she who she says she is? So what could I have done aside from reverse Google image search? Duh. So I start taking some of the photos that she sent me. I put them in Google image reverse search. Nothing comes up. I say, phew, my bestie is real. She just has a samurai family and is climbing Mount Everest. Like, I swear to you, she's real. But even if I couldn't get any results from that, I was still really sus. So what else can you do? Contact someone online that you know is really proficient in cybersecurity and ask them to look into it. Not me hiring a PI to see if my bestie is a catfish. Well, he wasn't technically a PI. It's really just someone I know online who's really tech savvy. And I told him kind of everything that I just told you. I didn't say who they were because I didn't want to, you know, ruin any sort of online reputation that, by the way, they kind of had. Like, this person had a decent online following, and they were really ingrained in some sort of gaming community. I don't remember if it was Overwatch or another game, but they just had a lot of credibility online, which is also why I didn't question any of the things that they were telling me. I'm like, bro, you've been on Twitter for 5+ years. You have all these followers. Like, of course. you are who you say you are. I don't know, who am I to really think otherwise? So I hand all of this off to him. A couple days later, he comes back to me with the tea. And he just essentially sends me an Instagram page of these two girls who actually are all of the photos that she pretended that she was. And my heart just sank because obviously I didn't want that to actually be the case. And I enjoyed my friendship with them so much. Like it was just depressing. It was like, why did you have to do this? I don't care what you do or don't look like. Like, I just like talking to you. And for a minute there, I really struggled with what to do. Ooh, side note. The way that my Google image reverse search didn't work was because when the actual girls would post these photos on Instagram, she would take the image, crop it differently, and then flip it. That's right. Can you believe that? Literally just flipping an image is enough to make it not show up in Google image reverse search. So I was like, damn, you sneaky, huh? Low-key smart. You go, girl. We could have been friends in another alternate universe where you didn't lie to me. So yeah, all of that happened. And for a minute, I wasn't sure what to do. I'm like, this sucks. Should I expose them? I mean, legit, they had like a few thousand followers, actually. Like, if I could ballpark, I would say between like 2,000 to 10,000 Twitter followers, which is substantial. Especially back then, like super substantial in the gaming community. For a minute, because I knew they had such a reputation within this industry, I was like, do I expose them? Like, do people need to know this? But I knew first things first, I had to message them before their Mount Everest trip, air quotes, Mount Everest trip. Honestly, I didn't really want to be a bitch about it because I cared so much for this person. One thing about me, if you're a stranger and you're a bitch to me, yeah, I'll clap back. But if you're a friend of mine and I've built some sort of love for you, like, I can never be mean to a friend of mine, especially a girl. Oh, I can't. Like, you could literally kill my cat. I'd be like, why did you do this? I loved you so much, you know? I just can't be that mean after building that bond, you know? I sent her a really, really long, thought-out message where, of course, I link the Instagram page and I say, hey, like, it's very evident that this isn't you and that you are not who you say you are. And it makes me really sad and hurts me so much that you felt the need to do this, because who you are, your personality, your talent, your skills, like, that is more than enough. I don't care what you look like. But it just hurts that you betrayed my trust so much so that, of course, we can't really be friends after this. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what not to believe. And like this is just so not okay. And don't worry, I wasn't being too nice. I still told them, like, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm hurt. And you better fess up either publicly or to anyone who needs to know. Because I'm not going to sit here and let you dupe who knows who else, especially with a substantial online following. So, yeah, all of that happened. And guess what they did? I'll give you a moment. Guess what they did? Yeah, they disappeared off the face of the earth. Yeah. Literally their whole Twitter page, their Twitch page, their everything, zoop, zoop, bye. Fully gone. Which I kind of understand, but also is such a shame because that person was so talented. Like really, really incredibly talented and was really fun to talk to. They didn't need to fake how they looked or maybe parts of their personality. Mind you, it's pretty evident to me that, you know, these girls who are posting on Instagram, like, that is very separate from the art that this person would post. I am 100% sure that they were the ones making their art, because I had commissioned art from them. And, you know, I had told them what to do or what to change. And yeah, so it just sucks that someone who was in a lot of ways really talented and cool lied to me. Anyway, so that's my experience getting catfished. That's my story. Now, let's hear from you.
Hi, Pokey. I just wanted to share a story about catfishing. My name is Casey, by the way. But yeah, a long time ago, when I first started getting online and, you know, joining Discords and participating in, like, streamer communities.
I love Discord, the number one place to get catfish.
There was a guy best friend that I made in one of those Discords, and I thought he was kind of, like, safe because he apparently had a girlfriend that I had, like, never really been on, like, voice call with or anything like that, but she was very active as well in that streamer's Discord and community, chatting with everyone with him at the same time. But it turns out that actually he catfished as his own girlfriend. So I guess he had like two Discord accounts at the time, and he would, you know, be talking on two separate Discord accounts on, like, I guess separate devices.
That's kind of smart,
though.
Keep up
the illusion that he had a girlfriend and was talking to her. So I think that's how, like, both, like, as himself and as his girlfriend, he would approach other girls while getting information like their bra sizes and, like, asking about, like,
ew,
their sexual activity or history and things like that. But yeah, so just moral of the story is change your danger. Hey, I love you. Thank you.
Love you, and thank you for sharing. Oh my god. I mean, it's true. Discord is the number one place to get catfished. So anyone that uses Discord, especially if you're young, please, please, please be careful. Honestly, like, up until the age of 17 or 18, if I was using a Discord, I would just use a fake name. Like, I don't mean I would, as in the past. I mean, if I was under the age of 17 or 18 right now and I had a Discord, I would just have either a fake name or a username. And if anyone asked me for anything, I would call the police. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I wouldn't call the police, but I just wouldn't tell anyone anything. I'd be like, what's your name? What's your first name? What's your last name? I'd be like, you don't need to know. Call me Strawberry Pumpkin Cupcake 123. And what about it? What's your cup size? It's 911. Anyways, I'm so sorry that you were duped like that. Is dupe the right term? I hope that wasn't minimizing. They sound like a weirdo. Like, but low-key, and again, not to minimize what you went through, low-key, is it not kind of funny to imagine some mother flipper out there pretending to be a guy and then pretending to be a guy's girlfriend? Like, he is the guy and he is the girlfriend. Bro, you're a theater kid, aren't you? Like, just take up acting. You don't need to catfish people online. Interesting. This reminds me of some other traumatizing shit that I went through, but I'm still saving that tea for another episode. You know, it's got to be a full story. It's going to take an hour, so I just can't talk about it right now. But the takeaway is genuinely be skeptical of everything online. You don't need to take on that burden and responsibility of proof checking everything, but just don't 100% believe almost anything you see either, you know? You can be skeptical and know that if you do decide to get involved with someone, then you should be doing your due diligence, checking in on things. And it does really suck that that guy picked up on the fact that girls are more comfortable with a guy when the guy has a girlfriend and just abused that. Like, that's so stinky and manipulative, you know? Like, go take a shower and a therapy session. Okay, let's go next.
So I think this counts as catfishing. I was in a 1.5-year relationship with a guy who was literally my high school bully's friend, who was straight. So they were literally just trolling me, which makes me sound like an absolute fool, which I am, but let me explain myself, girl. So being queer in a conservative town doesn't that doesn't exactly celebrate that kind of thing.
I can imagine.
Romantic relationships are so rare that you kind of overlook a lot of red flags that you really wouldn't normally.
Oh, that makes so much
sense. I was desperate, but we don't need to talk about that. So my sophomore year, I met this guy online, Jamie. I'm just going to say his name. I don't care. And finding him.
Yeah, Jamie, we go say your name.
We shared like so much in common. And he was very much real. We video called regularly. So this was a pretty elaborate prank, and I fell hard for it. So Jamie was supposedly a few states over, so we never met up. We were just a couple of teenagers. But our chats and calls were literally the highlights of my day. But there were times, this was the one thing, there were times where sometimes for like a whole week, he would just vanish. No text, no calls, nothing. He'd come back with these stories, though, about being like swamped or grounded or like sometimes he'd say grounded. And I was literally so desperate for this connection to be real that I believed him, even though that was probably a really good indication that, you know, at least something was up. But one day he did his vanishing thing, and I literally just never heard from him again. I couldn't tell you why, but then like a month later, that's when like shit breaks loose. He sends me a video of one of our calls, a more personal one where I was in tears over something stupid, probably talking to who I thought was my boyfriend about it. And in this video call, it's the group from my high school that always low-key bullied me. And they're in a Discord call, watching it, like watching our freaking, like they're reacting to it with my boyfriend or the guy who I thought was my boyfriend. So that really hit hard. And that's about 1.5 years ago now. I moved schools after that, though, you know, shout out to my parents for not being terrible. And I've been in therapy for this, but girl, dating, yeah,
I'm
that's
glad
not
about
on the table right now. But your girl's doing good. I'm focusing on healing, just kind of rebuilding the trust that I once had in myself and my judgment. And it's been a journey, but it's made me smarter. And all of my queer friends have some sort of horror story with their first partner, second partners. So it's not too out of the ordinary, just mine was maybe a little bit worse than average.
Wow.
But yeah, thank you for listening. You're like the best. Like I cannot put into words. You've helped me so much.
The end of your message was so sweet. Thank you. Like actually went straight to my heart. But what happened to you? That sounded like the plot to an evil movie, actually. And I want to say some things that might actually change your perspective a little bit. But let's get the obvious out of the way. I'm so sorry for what happened to you. No one deserves that. And your self-awareness and your reflection is extremely admirable. To say, like, I'm queer, so I overlooked a lot of red flags. I just really wanted to connect with someone. Absolutely. You deserve that compassion and you deserve to give your past self that compassion. And I think it's so valid. Not even just being queer, but I think we hear a lot about like whether you're in a small town or if it's your first love or whatever reason it is for you to not really have known better, or even if you had an inkling, you didn't really pursue it. It's okay. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not have played something perfectly, as someone would say in a game. Like, it's totally okay because the way you've reflected about it has probably helped you grow so much and learn so much and become a better version of yourself and likely get to the point where you're like, wait a second, me single is better than me being with someone like that. Or even being with someone that I'm uncertain of, or that there's red flags or concerns or whatever. Like your solo piece, by the way, I think that whole high school bully group, jail. Juvie, give them juvie. Weird, very weird behavior. But what I was going to say is the first thing that came to my mind was, and I don't know if you've talked about this in therapy, but to me, this guy that you were falsely or actually or whatever dating, I feel like there's a good chance Jamie might have been closeted. And I don't want to obviously speculate on someone's sexuality. Luckily, I don't know them and they're probably never going to listen to this. And I would never say that someone is if they don't say that they are, but that's just my guess. Because I don't think most straight guys can cosplay being queer for a year and a half while doing like FaceTimes and calls and all of this stuff. And I have just like a sneaking suspicion that maybe the plot twist is that he really did want to get to know you. And if you enjoyed those calls, like he must have enjoyed those calls too. It's weird and probably very hard for you to process that there was likely a significant level of truth or connection to something that in general was a farce. But yeah, I hope you don't feel like, oh my God, I'm so stupid or I messed up. I actually think they were enjoying themselves too. Like, I refuse to believe that that wasn't the case for someone for a year and a half, you know? They would have to be extra, extra, extra kooky for the sole purpose of entertaining a friend group. That doesn't track for me. But again, this is just my crazy theory. Who knows for sure? And regardless, I'm glad you made it out of all of that. And that there's kind of a happy ending with you healing and going to therapy and all of these beautiful things. I'm very proud of you. Next up.
Hi, my name is Louise. I saw on your story that you wanted stories about catfishing. And actually, one recently just happened to me a month ago or so. So basically, I have been friends with this one girl for maybe about 3 years. We met in the 10th grade.
Cute.
Basically, somebody DM'd on Instagram was like, hey, somebody is using your pictures to talk to my friend and date my friend on Discord.
Not to. It's always Discord.
All of that. He sent me the screenshots of all the pictures that she used of me. And what's odd is that I actually saw pictures that were from my personal, like my Finsta account, my spam account, and my other friend's spam account. So I was like, okay, this is somebody that's really, really near and knows who I am and is obviously a close friend of mine. And I was like, okay, but who is it? Me and my friends, we all did a little bit of digging and, you know, we did our detective Sherlock Holmes. We saw that one of the Discord profile pictures matched the girl's Instagram post. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, we found that out. We found her out so fast. And basically what I found out is that she's been using my face for the 3 years that we've known each other. 3 whole years, and I just found out last month. And you know what the craziest part is? That she still sits at our table at lunchtime, and she still talked to us and pretended like nothing was happening.
Damn.
And come to find out, she has been doing freaky deaky things with that man.
Damn.
Using my face. Like, oh my God.
Okay, that's weird.
It was so bad. And when I confronted her about it, she denied it and said that somebody was in her account and her freaking Instagram was hacked
of
and
course.
Stuff like that. So that's how they
it was
found
my little
all
brother.
The pictures. And I was like, that's a little fishy, girl. So we confronted her in real life, and she folded so fast. And when I tell you that she started crying immediately, there were waterworks in that. But anyway, she didn't sit with us anymore, and I'm going to be talking to her mom soon. And hopefully she'll stop, because not only did she do it with my face, but she did it to many other people's faces. So that's my story.
Wow. I mean, I'm sorry that must have been such an invasion of privacy, and I hope that it's not insensitive of me to say this. But honestly, you must be pretty. No, I'm serious. Like, if someone ever catfishes as you, I know. It feels weird. Like, they're using your photo. People think it's you. Yeah. But also, it means you're pretty. Which, you know, that's kind of nice to know, no? Just saying. I'm just saying. Feel good about yourself because you're pretty. Anyways, this might sound crazy, but I low-key feel bad for her, like, crying and stuff. Either way, I hope she learns her lesson and doesn't do that anymore. I think the freakiest part of that, actually, was just that it was your friend. Like, this layer of, not, like, betrayal, invasion of privacy, breaking your trust, and, like, psycho behavior. Like, it makes you think twice about everyone else, especially if they were doing it for 3 years as your friend. Like, that's so kooky beans. But I do just want to reiterate, it probably comes from a place of insecurity. Which is just sad, yeah. I hope she heals, and I hope you heal.
Oh, just turn down the lights, close the door.
What is this?
Ooh, I left that dress, but you won't.
Why is this in here? Why did my producer allow this voicemail?
You don't hate it no more. Let's just kiss till we make
it. Abigail, what the fuck?
It's hot you for me. So you love me, for me, for me, for me.
Bro, he's still going.
Got you on the floor.
There is no way in hell my producer really said, here are the voicemails, and threw that one in. We got a little prankster on our hands. That's funny, though, and it gives you guys a good idea of what the heck people send in sometimes, okay? There is a wide variety. So that's why I thank the Lord that I have someone who can help me sift through them, and also so that when I do listen to them, you guys always see my genuine and honest reaction for the first time. And you get some good ones. Because otherwise, if I pick 10 random ones, it could be 10 dudes singing like that. Imagine.
Hey, Pokey. My name is Christina.
Hey, Christina.
And I have a story to tell you.
Ooh, tell me, girl.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so when I was like 14, 15-ish.
A baby.
I was a One Direction girl.
Weren't we all?
And there was this thing called Applause at the time. And it was this app where you refer people to download the app for the first time. And you get points, they get points. And all the points add up to get concert tickets. And like a discount off,
whoa,
whatever.
I wanted to
go see One Direction. So I worked my ass off for 26 hours, Pokey. And I finally had
a girl
enough.
Boss.
And then, so I was like 14, however old I was at the time. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a card. And my parents, so you had to, oh my God. So you had to put in this, like a gift card, credit card, whatever, just so that like they could charge you if they wanted to. I don't know. And my parents wouldn't give me a card, but I was in a group chat with a bunch of these like other One Direction Instagram accounts. And there was this girl named Darla. And Darla and I got very close, and Darla ended up giving me her, she was like the hot one of all of us. Like, keep in mind, we're all like 13, 14,
I already know she's a catfish.
How old we were. She was like 16, 17, talking to a bunch of kids. None of us found
out. That's weird.
And so she gave me her credit card information. She's like, I trust that you're not going to do anything bad with it. This is my dad's card, her card, someone's card, I don't know.
Hmm.
Gave me the information, I put it in, got the tickets. I was forever thankful for Darla. And then nothing happened for a while. I went to the concert, whatever. A year or two goes by, and one of the girls from the group chat texts me privately and was like, hey, did you hear what happened with Darla? I was like, no. And basically, long story short, Darla was not Darla. Darla was like an older man who got in trouble for talking to a bunch of children on the internet.
Oh my God, that's...
So... there's my fun story.
Wow.
I didn't get I don't know. Did I get catfished? Who
yes.
knows? I got free concert tickets out of it, so it was fine by me.
That's true.
Nice
That's
day.
True. That is a nice... I don't know what the right word is, but not retribution. But if you're going to get catfished, at least you get some One Direction tickets out of it. It's better than nothing, you know what I mean? But that's creepy. Like, you know, it's one thing to be like, let's say like a girl and you're catfishing as another girl, but you're prettier, but like the other girl's prettier, whatever. But if you're like a 46-year-old man catfishing as like a pretty 16-year-old, jail. Like, can we make that legally binding? I hope nobody listens to my podcast too seriously because I say jail like all the time. This one time, I actually said that, like, there should be legal repercussions for something, and the incels came after me. And I think of that every time I say jail. But I'm not going to stop saying it. Because some things you really do need to go to jail for. And some things, like, it's hyperbole. Jail as in, like, go in a timeout, go be alone, don't talk to anybody for a significant period of time, because clearly you're prone to hurting others. Duh. And if you can't tell the difference, that's your problem, not mine. Okay, next. We have two more. Exciting.
Pokey, you can call me Red. I saw your post about wanting people to post about times they were catfished or something adjacent to that. And I had a pretty interesting one for you.
Okay.
Mind you, I'm 33 now, but this happened back in 2005 or so. So
boomer,
I was a bit younger, a minor, and I was playing Final Fantasy XI, which is a game typically where people have one character. And this is right around the time that MySpace got popular. So everybody typically had faces to names via MySpace and then learning who people were in game. Very typical. So I started talking to this person on the server for a long time, probably for upwards of a year or more.
Whoa.
And they, turns out, were a middle-aged man talking to me at that time, 15, 16 years old.
Oh.
And they were faking their identity by paying for pictures and nudes of a girl on a porn site and then taking those pictures and using her likeness to fake people. So I would say, you know, send me a picture of fill in the blank, and then he would go pay the girl to do it and then send it without me ever knowing. And this is before Ventrilo, and well, it was right around the time of Ventrilo, but we didn't really use it. And I was just a dumb kid that was sort of in denial. And
by the way,
it was pretty scarring for sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To say the least, because you know, young minor,
yeah,
sending inappropriate pictures to a middle-aged dude, that didn't go well. So very sort of backwards. This is probably a bit scatterbrained, but
thanks
for having a category like this.
You explain that really
typically,
well.
Typically, don't typically talk about this, so. Hopefully someone else can hear this and some at least warnings that I didn't take as a young kid. So anyway, take care.
Wow. So amazing of you to be so vulnerable. Like, I don't know about you guys. I could just tell this like a macho man and he's like, I must warn the children and I have reflected a lot on what has happened to me. Wow. I can tell it wasn't the easiest thing to talk about, so I really commend you and admire that you did. Of course, initially I was like, yuck, a guy doing that, and then him paying the girl was, I mean, at least he's paying. But in reality, it is really important to talk about how terrible and traumatizing that is for the victim, especially if they're a minor, especially if these conversations or photos being sent are inappropriate or anything of the like, and you find out that not only was that the girl that you thought you were talking to, it's an older man. Like, again, jail. I feel like you can't. No, I mean, yeah, if you were a minor, well, we should have gone to jail. Give me his email. I'll put my people on it. And I do have people. I'm not even joking. I used to not have people. Now I have people for that kind of thing. So if you need help, I mean, you're 33 now, so I don't think you need help. But if someone out there really needs help. Anyways, I hope you've been able to really properly heal from all of that and recognize that none of it was your fault whatsoever. You didn't deserve it. And that guy is a loser freak. And that you are just a kid who didn't know any better. And all kids want to have relationships and talk to people, especially online where we're all more comfortable. But I do hope this serves as a really, like, not just a learning lesson for everyone, but maybe for it to even be informative in some way, whether it's you potentially being catfished in the future or someone in your friend group, oh, they're talking to someone online, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's kind of a checklist to go through. have you guys done a video call? Like, listen, it is 2024. I really had to think about what year for a second. Like, is it 2023? It's 2024. If someone refuses to video call you, but you're in some sort of quote unquote relationship online, I'm sorry to break it to you, they're not a real person. Thank God at this point, like, technology has advanced so much that it's not as easy to dupe people, though it still is possible. And of course, you don't need a video call like every friend you have online, only in these like really intense scenarios. Like, don't just trust photos. Don't just trust voice notes. Don't trust just these things. Like, video call someone or they're lying, period. And if they are talking weird like this, they might be AI. Oh my God, I rue the day that we're gonna be able to have AI video calls, and even a video call won't be good enough to know if someone is catfishing you. Like, you're actually just gonna have to fly and meet up IRL, but that's not even really safe. So a problem for another day, guys, a problem for another day. I actually also remembered one other story I have of my friend getting catfished, but I will wait until the end to tell you guys that. Let's listen to the last voicemail first.
Hey, Pokey. My name is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
I wanted to share a story about how my younger cousin catfished a girl as me about 7 years ago. It started off where he was like 13 years old, and he met a girl online and began to catfish her as me. No. He used my pictures from Instagram. He
created what if it was me? What if he was catfishing me?
Of like me with a different name.
Did they pretend that they had a samurai family?
Just that.
And we're going to climb Mount Everest?
Catfish everything. It was insane.
Anyways.
She pretty much thought she was in a relationship with me for months. They would talk every day. Sad. They would, you know, message. Obviously never talk on the phone, but she thought she was dating me. And obviously I never knew this was going on. I was like 21 at the time. I had no idea until he ended things with her as me.
Crazy.
And she was obviously very sad, and she fell down a rabbit hole of trying to find me on socials, and somehow she came across his account, maybe through his phone number, I don't know. So on his account, she ended up finding my actual account, and she messaged me telling me everything that happened, and I was like shocked. I didn't even know how to react, and I had to explain to her that it was not me and that she got catfished by my cousin pretending to be me. It was obviously, it was very
sad. Yeah, I feel so bad
for
them.
It was very disturbing, and I felt really bad for her. I mean, she was telling me she was in love with me. She was, you know, wanting to be with me, and I had to tell her, I'm so sorry. It's not me. And it was really sad, and I talked to my cousin and explained to him how wrong it was for him to do something like that, and that he should never think about doing something like that again, because it affected me, it affected her. But yeah, that's just a different story about how I didn't get catfished, but my cousin used me as a catfish. Love you, Pokey. Bye.
Thank you for sharing. And sorry, your cousin did that, SMH. But that story really got me thinking. From the victim's perspective especially, it must be really mentally, like, you're probably just so distraught and confused. Like, did I fall in love with the person that was pretending to be someone else? Did I fall in love with the image of them? Like, if you find out it's like a younger cousin and a completely different gender, like, are you then going to question your sexuality? All of these things. And if anyone's ever been in that headspace, I hope to put you at ease that, like, you really don't need to worry about it that much. You were duped, period. Do not come to any crazy conclusions about what that means about you or how that reflects on you or your character or your sexuality or your judgment or your whatever, when someone goes out of their way to manipulate you and to maybe make you fall in love with the idea of someone, a projection that is nor them, nor someone else, nor whatever, right? Like, you're just being tricked. You fell in love with an idea, with something that unfortunately doesn't exist, and even that is really hurtful. But yeah, I can imagine certain headspaces where you just start like blaming yourself and all that. But y'all really don't deserve that. So just wanted to put that out there. And before I end the episode, let me tell you guys one last story. When I was much younger, I used to just chat with people online, and I played a couple MMORPGs where I also made like little friend groups online. I don't remember exactly when this one was or what game I was playing or if it was just chat rooms. I don't even know. But there were these people that I was kind of chatting with like every day, day in and day out kind of thing. And it was really, really fun. And one of the guys played WoW, and he had a girlfriend. I think her name was like Katie or something. And he and Katie had met on WoW, and they would talk every day, play and hang out and whatever. And he was kind of like an older guy in the friend group. And he honestly seemed like a really nice person, like a really reliable, trustworthy, chill guy. But after a few days of things seeming a little weird with him in the friend group, I essentially came to find out that he had been really, really depressed and not doing well. So I messaged him and asked him why and what's going on and yada yada. And he basically told me that Katie stopped answering him, and that obviously this is his like long distance girlfriend. And she just hasn't messaged him in days, and he has no idea what's going on. He doesn't know if they're broken up. He doesn't know anything. You know, was she kidnapped or something? But I'm pretty sure he had her number, and she just wasn't answering him anywhere. And so, you know, I tried my best to console him, and I specifically remember I told him something like, don't worry. Like, I know time must feel so slow and painful right now, but just remember, every day that passes is one day closer to when she'll come back to you or you'll get some sort of answer and resolution to this problem. I was such an optimistic head ass. Little did I know, Katie did not exist. And in a few days, he would find that out too. So yeah, in a few days, he came and told me like she was a catfish all along. And I felt like such an idiot. I really said, don't worry, everything will be okay. Just, you know, in a couple days. Every day will bring you closer to when she comes back into your arms. Bitch, she doesn't even exist. Anyways, I felt so bad. He was just even more depressed after. I'm pretty sure he's okay now, though. I mean, I don't even know. I was like, I was so young at the time, I don't recall. But I hope he's doing well. And I hope whoever was pretending to be Katie didn't ever do that again. Okay. So yeah. A lot of catfish instances, and I think the biggest thing that we are learning now is just spreading information about how common this can be, the signs to spot it, and that ultimately, if you're a victim, none of it is your fault. So please don't spend even a fraction of a second blaming yourself, okay? If anyone has gone through something like this, I wish you lots of healing and happiness and joy in your future. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. If you enjoy the podcast, please, please rate it 5 stars on Spotify. You can only do it on mobile, and you do it by going to the page, hitting the top right triple dots, and then rating it as you please. There's also usually a little comment section at the end of the episodes where sometimes I ask a question or just ask for your feedback or what have you. And if you'd like, you can follow @don'ttellanyone on Instagram. Guys, the podcast page exploded within the last week or two. Like, we're almost at 100K followers. We have gained like 40,000 followers in like 2 weeks. I don't even know. It is frightening me. I actually started getting anxiety at one point. Like, I would check the page anxiously. I'd be like, why is the number going up like this? This is not normal. But really, I want the community to stay sweet and kind and stuff, you know? And sometimes bigger number is not always better. But I do feel like I like how it's growing so far. Everyone seems kind. And if there's any weirdos, you're gonna get blocked. You're gonna get blocked. All right, thank you guys. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.